One Piece Books presents The Rising of the Shield Hero, Volume 11, by Aneko Usagi, performed by Shay Taylor. Prologue. To Market.
This way.
We followed, descending the stairway. My name is Naohumi Iwatani. I was a university student until I got summoned to another world to serve as the shield hero, and at the moment I was with my companions in Zeltobel, the country of merchants and mercenaries. We came here to purchase additional slaves, which is why we were following a couple of slave traders to the underground slave market. After the whole spirit tortoise ordeal ended, I knew we needed to increase our offensive capabilities before the appearance of the next guardian beast, the phoenix, and before the next wave. I decided to establish my own village, so I had the Queen of Melremark grant me a territory and the requisite noble title. That's when we ended up getting involved in the whole mess with Luralona, the village Raftalia was from. Despite being citizens of Melremark, the village residents had been forced into slavery in their own country and were being abused simply because they were demi-humans. Thanks to my efforts, the primary instigators of the demi-human discrimination, Trash and the Church of the Three Heroes, were dealt with and the Queen issued an Emancipation Proclamation. But in a string of unlucky events, that proclamation came just a moment too late, and the slaves ended up being sold off to another country, where they were being traded at ridiculously high prices. Numerous attempts were made to secure the villagers, but these worked against us. The result was that certain merchants, taking advantage of the situation, pushed prices up even further. It was a truly miserable state of affairs. Rumors about my sidekick Raftalia were apparently another reason for the skyrocketing prices. But whatever. Either way, a long string of unlucky events had resulted in the surging prices of the Luralona slaves. As a result, we were forced to fight in the underground coliseums of Zeltobel to make money, and, well, we had a rough time. But we managed to win a tournament and successfully buy back the Luralona slaves, fortunately.
So, you still want more people, little Naohumi?
I'm sure the numbers we have now won't be enough. You know we're rebuilding the territory too, right? That woman hanging onto my arm was Sadina. She was like a big sister to Raftalia, and she had joined the Colosseum fight tournament on her own in an attempt to rescue the Luralona slaves. She was in her demi-human form now, but she could also transform into a therianthrope form that resembled a killer whale. As for her appearance, she was beautiful and had a certain Japanese air about her, while her expression hinted at being a carefree drunkard. Even though Raftalia, Philo, and I were currently in a weakened state due to the effects of a curse, I was sure we were still far stronger than your average adventurer. And yet Sadina was strong enough that it took all three of us just to barely defeat her in the tournament. She insisted that she wasn't that strong and that it was because we had been debuffed while she had been buffed via support magic during the fight. But judging by her skills and fighting abilities, I was still sure she was quite formidable. Oh, and there was a reason that she wouldn't stop hanging onto my arm, too. She had apparently decided long ago that her heart would belong to the man who could outdrink her. She started coming on to me when she saw that I was unaffected by eating Rukulu fruit, which was kind of like highly concentrated alcohol.
Oh, so you really are serious about rebuilding the village, I guess.
Well, yeah. Just rounding up and securing the slaves isn't going to solve the problem. There was also the incident of slave hunters attacking the village because of the skyrocketing prices of the Luralona slaves.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?